guys. It's Lupin. Fancy meeting you here this time of night. I have started this audio about 5 times. And I am just going to stop restarting it and just talk. So I'm sorry if it's a bit rambly. You guys know how my brain is. I'm not so good with the linear talking. I go into tangents, but I did make a bullet point list, so we should move somewhat linearly. There we go. So it's currently very, very late at night, technically morning. And I needed to record this. I can't sleep. And I've been having a very thoughtful night. I can't keep my mind from spinning. I can't stop my mind from spinning. And it went from one thing to another to another. I've kind of just been frustrated for a while. And today it kind of blew up. I don't know how to start, honestly, except to say I am in a state of extreme creative confusion. And what I mean by that is I'm simultaneously having some of the best experiences with content and worst at the same time. And it's throwing me for a loop. I am releasing some of my favorite and, in my opinion, best audios that I've released in a really long time. I'm releasing things that I care about more. Not to say that I didn't care about audios I've released in the past, but it just, there feels like there's something different. I just feel different. I hope I don't start crying. If I do, I apologize. I'm releasing things that mean a lot to me, that I'm proud of, and that I feel I'm doing better at. But I'm also in this weird feeling of stagnation in a lot of my avenues, with Patreon, with some other avenues as well. I'm in a very weird feeling of stagnation. I don't feel like my content is growing. I don't feel like I'm growing. I don't feel like I'm doing... It's such a weird way to explain it because, like I just said, I'm so happy with some of the content that I'm coming out with. But I'm not... I don't feel like I'm growing. And I don't feel like my content is growing. And it's so hard to explain. But I've been so frustrated for so long with it. And I've been really, I'm going to touch the mic. The last couple of months, I've been trying to think of ways to pare down on what I do. I've been trying to think of ways to pare down on my stress every month so that I can streamline what I do and improve, because I feel like, I think I've used this example before recently. I don't remember where. Maybe it was in a Patreon ramble or something else. But I feel like content-wise, I've been... butter scraped over too much bread. I've been Bilbo Baggins. I have not been, I don't feel like the content I'm making, has the chance to grow because I'm trying to grow so many different directions. It's like a plant that needs pruning. You know, if it's focusing, if you're a tomato plant and you're focusing on trying to sprout all of these flowers and fruit all of these flowers, you only have so much energy to fruit. And if you're trying to fruit all of the flowers, you're going to fruit little teeny tiny baby tomatoes that nobody wants. But if you prune off some of the flowers, then all the energy can only go to the few flowers remaining. And that means you're going to have bigger, juicier tomatoes, which I still won't eat because tomatoes are disgusting. if you know what I mean. That's kind of how I've been feeling, is I'm like, I'm spreading myself too thin and I'm doing myself a disservice. And I think that has bearing on Patreon too. We're 6 minutes in and I haven't even gotten past the first bullet point. I feel like that's hitting Patreon too. You guys know, if you've been here for a few months, back in 2020, I talked a lot about how I wanted to change my Patreon. I wanted to make changes to Patreon. That I wasn't happy with how I was running Patreon. That I didn't think it was fair to me and that I didn't think it was fair to you. I did make one change with the $25 tier because that was the big problem. That was the one I was like, okay, people who are paying, you know, for the $25 tier, they're not getting enough. They're not getting the proper attention for their tier. And so I altered that one. That was like the immediate, like, okay, this needs to be changed. And I changed that immediately, but I had plans to change my entire Patreon before January 2021. And I got overwhelmed. I'm not going to harp about this too much because I've talked about it in many Patreon audios, but, if you maybe haven't listened to some of the Patreon rambles, if that's not something you listen to, which God, I don't blame you, me just rambling, anyway, this past year, mostly 2021, but some of 2020 as well, anyway, it's been more intense in 2021, but it definitely started in 2020. I have been finding things out about my health and mental health specifically. Finding out that I had ADHD, and finding out how it honestly has majorly affected me my entire life. And I'm currently, it never really struck me as hard until I got told that I had it and started trying to work around it. And it's been so extremely overwhelming, so incredibly overwhelming, trying to work around, like work with it and tackle it. And so that's been going on, and, you know, so that was starting at the end of 2020, and I was just so overwhelmed with that and with everything, and I never made a change to Patreon. And so since December, I've been not happy with Patreon. Well, it's been longer than since December, but, like, I told myself I was going to make a change in January, and I didn't. And so since January, I've been just knowing that I should be doing something different because I'm not giving the best products I can. And knowing it's a detriment to myself and to you guys. So change is needed. Change has been needed and change is needed. And you guys are so incredibly sweet and your support means so incredibly much. and I'm forever grateful for that. But I think that change is needed. I know that change is needed. And I want to make sure that I'm giving you guys the best Lupin that I can. And I want to continue to creatively grow. I want to grow. I want to grow. Like, I want growth. I want stimulation of that creativity. I want to feel like I'm making progress. And all of 2020, literally all of 2020, I felt like I was so stagnant. I felt like I was so incredibly stagnant. I didn't move. I was in stasis. And it is such a depressing feeling to be creatively stuck in one spot and not feel like you're improving notably. And I don't want that anymore. I want to grow. So, to grow, we have to prune. And we have to adjust. And I hate change. I hate change. I've talked about this so many times. I hate making changes. I don't like it. It stresses me out. I don't like feeling like I am not perfect. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a messy perfectionist. wherein I hardly ever do things perfect, but I feel like I should. I'm a messy perfectionist where I'm just guilty that I'm not being perfect. And then, you know, comparing myself to my friends and peers. God, I am friends with some of the most creative, amazing, wonderful voice actors in the entire goddamn sphere. And I am so humbled every day when I'm friends with them. And they make me want to grow more. And in some ways, that's a negative. Because I'm friends with all of these amazing people and I love them and I'm so fucking proud of them and everything they're doing. But I see them growing and I see myself being stagnant and it's a really depressing place to be. And it doesn't mean I don't want them to grow. I want them to grow so fucking bad, but I want to grow too. I want to have that creative growth. I want to feel good about what I'm making. Anyway, that's enough harping about that. You guys get it. I want to grow. How many times can I say grow? How many times did I say grow? Count them. Make it a scavenger hunt. So, I have a bullet point that just says, so many brain issues, underlined. My brain has been, it's been hard. Part of my, like, ADHD is just, I have, like, ridiculous brain fog all the time, it feels like. And I'm still trying to work around it. And I'm still trying to, like, break through it. But that's why it's hard for me sometimes to think of what I'm saying. And I, anyway. Long story short. Long story long, honestly. I'm going to be making changes. And I'm going to be making them quickly. I'm going to put this out as soon as I finish recording. So, like, probably 5 a.m. I'm going to put this out as soon as I finish recording. Because I'm going to try to make the changes effective April 1st. I would like to, and I want to give you guys notice, aka have the changes figured out before April 1st. I want to give you like a week's notice so that you guys can, you know, decide if you still want to, you know, pledge, if you still want to be my patron. Which if not, I 100% understand. Or if you want to change your tier because I'm making changes again, 100% understand. And I want to give you guys, you know, like a week to do that. And we're right at that week mark. So, I'm going to get this released as soon as I finish it. I'm going to hopefully get some sleep. And then tomorrow I'm going to be figuring out what the fuck I'm going to do. And this is going to affect Discord and Patreon and Discord, I should say. The Discord thing isn't big. It's just, I made that Discord. When I made Discord, it was my Patreon Discord. And then I opened it up to the public. And then I started streaming on Twitch. And if you guys, you know, follow Twitch, you know that's a safe for work area. We don't talk about, you know, the not safe for work content on there. It's completely safe for work. And so I decided, I was like, oh shit, I have a Twitch now. I need to make sure that I have a safe for work section in my Twitch or in my Discord. Even though it's an 18 plus Discord, I wanted to make sure I had a safe for work section. And there's now I have my Twitch Discord. It's completely separate from my Patreon Discord. And there's just so many fucking channels and I'm sick of it. And I want to consolidate. It's the same thing. We're pruning. We're pruning everywhere. So I'm going to be going through probably tomorrow and just attacking my Discord. Actually, you know what? I'm probably going to do it before. Probably going to do it as soon as I finish this audio. Because I'm in one of those, I want to say manic, and it's not manic because it's not a mental health thing, but I'm in one of those just things where I'm like, I need to fix things now. I want to fix things now. I need to fix things now. So I'm probably going to attack Patreon or Discord as soon as I'm done with this. So if you see changes to Discord, hi. Hello. It's me, your girl, making changes, trying to better things. What I can tell you about the changes to Patreon, they're not finalized yet. I'm pretty sure of the things I'm about to tell you, but they're not finalized yet. So I'm going to put a post out on Patreon as soon as I have everything finalized that'll lay it out in black and white for you. I don't want anyone to be confused or pay for something they don't want or, you know, not be able to cancel. I want it laid out in black and white. You guys show me the respect to give me your support. I want to show you the respect to show you what you're going to get and not take advantage of you guys, because that is never something I ever want you to feel that I'm doing. You guys are extremely important to me, whether you are just listening to my work, whether you are commenting on my work, or whether you are supporting me financially. Your support means more than you'll ever fucking know. And I want to give you the respect you deserve. My voice just got very husky all of a sudden. Take a sip of tea. Anyway, I want to make sure that I am giving you guys the respect you deserve. And so I'm going to write it all up in black and white, get that all done, once I figure it out. But what I know so far, I think, what I know so far is there isn't going to be that much change to, the lower tiers. As it stands right now, again, can't clarify that enough. This may change, but at this point, you know, the dollar tier, that's still going to be a weekly ramble. I may change up the weekly rambles a little bit. I'm halfway thinking about doing bi-weekly, you know, every 2 week rambles, because I just feel like with me going through this mental health, it sounds so serious when I say it like that, when I go through trying to figure everything out with my ADHD and blobbity blobbity blah, I just feel like my rambles are so like all over the place, scatterbrained, and I don't feel like they're fun to listen to. I could be wrong. I'm not the target audience. I don't care about myself talking. I don't care about listening to myself talk, you know? So I'm not the target audience. But anyway, the $1 tier will still have rambles, whether it's weekly or bi-weekly. I don't know. $3 tier will still have one audio a month. And that'll be a safe for work or not safe for work. It's my choice. And I really want to hone in on that. It's going to be safe for work or not safe for work. There's no guarantee of not safe for work content on that tier. I just want that to be abundantly clear, because while my content has mostly been NSFW on this account, on my Patreon, I'm not tied to that. And I do have it, you know, everywhere saying like it could be NSFW or SFW, but mostly I do NSFW, you know, so I just want to make sure that's clear. The $10 tier will be, you know, it'll still be kind of the same. There's a tiny change to that one. Where it's another audio, you know, so there'll be two audios, but you'll also get the ability to vote. So one of those audios, you'll have the ability to vote on it, for what that'll be that month. One of them will still be my, you know, that's still the one for the $3 tier is still my choice, but then that extra one that you get will be, you know, you're voting on that one. The $15 tier, the change to that one, is that right now I have game night at $10 and up, I think. And I'm going to be changing game night, I think. I'm going to be making changes there. So I don't think that's going to become just a Patreon tier reward. I don't think that's really an incentive kind of thing for you guys right now. So that's going to be taken out. So just the $10 tier is another audio and the ability to vote. The $15 tier is another audio. So three audios and access to the backlog. This is another thing that why I'm up so late tonight, with the backlog. This is where I could start crying, and I'm going to try not to. Finding my entire backlog of audios from Patreon on websites is really fucking depressing. Really depressing. People taking the content and sharing it with others. You know, it's someone who's subbed for, you know, a month at $15 and just downloaded all the content and put it out there so that other people could get it for free. And it was whatever monetary wise, you know, whatever there. But just the disrespect hurts so much. And I got reminded of that today. I got reminded of it somewhere. That it wasn't available, you know, that someone had done that. And I probably shouldn't mention it because, you know, people are going to go out and look for it. I don't mention it publicly because I don't want, you know, I release so much publicly, and the fact that I have some stuff that's exclusive and people go and put that public too without my permission, it's so fucking just makes me sad. It makes me so sad, and I don't know how to explain it any other way. Anyway, I'm not going to focus on that. But anyway, so I get, you know, it'll still be access to the backlog there. Sorry, I hit the mic. And then the $25 tier, I'll still have that extended ramble where I'm cooking or, you know, doing what now. But the big change that I think I'm going to make is I'm cutting the fourth audio every month. I'm not going to have an extra audio for the $50 tier. Because four audios a month for Patreon is a lot. And I feel like I'm not, and I know it's things that other creators do too. You know, other creators do four a month and some do more a month, some do less. And I think ultimately, and that was something as I was like, you know, hey, my peers have four audios a month, one every week. And I just have to realize that some things I'm going to differ with my peers. You know, and some peers differ with me. Some had one, you know, some have one a month. You know, so I need to sit and figure out, hey, do I want content that is improv and, you know, goes through, or do I want content that's like, you know, has special effects, things like that. I would actually, if people are getting this far, and I'll probably make a post in Patreon on Discord Actually, you know what? I'm going to. I'll make a post in the Patreon. Maybe I'll make a separate channel for it. I don't know. Anyway, I want to have a discussion in Patreon. If you're part of my Patreon, I want to have a discussion in the next couple of days. Do you prefer improvs? What I do typically every month, where there's not really any sound effects, like barely any, if any. There's not much sound effects. And there's, you know, three a month. I'm definitely going to cut down to three, if anything. Or would you prefer two a month, but they're, you know, quite edited? What do you guys think? I know a lot of this is about me and what I can handle and what I want creatively, but I don't want to disappoint you guys. I don't know. This is where I'm having so much issue. This is exactly what I do. This is exactly what happens, is I don't want to disappoint anyone. And I don't want anyone to feel like I don't know. But I want to talk to you guys about it. I want to see where you guys stand, because it's not all about me. While it is about me, and I do put my health first and my sanity first, you guys matter so much. You're not, like, I'm not going to make a decision like that without your input. I don't know. So, yeah, it'll either go down to two or three. I don't know. Either two fully edited, like special effects, Foley work, audios, or three where they may have a little bit less special effects and like be more improv. Anyway, that's kind of what we're looking at. Oh, and with the game night, how I'm taking that out and making that kind of just like a server thing, I wouldn't vote on the day anymore. I would just be like assigning a day. It'd be like the third Friday of every month or something like that. That's just going to be the day. And it's not going to be like a Discord, or like it's not going to be a Patreon exclusive. Like, no, it will be Patreon exclusive, but it's not like a, like just something for being a patron, not like tied to your tier, if that makes sense. So if you can't make it one month, that sucks. I'm bummed, but it's just like a extra bonus. 'Cause like, I just feel bad that some people who are paying for that tier aren't able to make it because you're voting on it and it just doesn't match up with their time, you know? So this way it's not tied to your tier. And so it changes it for me. Anyway. So that's where my brain's at. That's where my brain's at right now, trying to figure stuff out. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here, from this audio? In the next few hours, probably, you'll see, if you're on the Discord, which, God, please join the Discord if you're on my Patreon. I want to know you guys. I want to get to know you, and chat and laugh. I'm going to try to be more active, like, every day in the Discord. And I think that's part of the reason I want to, like, consolidate the channels. Because that's the reason I want to consolidate the channels, is because, like, I'll say hi in Patreon chat, and then I got to go say hi in Safer Work chat, and then I got to say hi in Not Safer Work chat. Like, where can I say hi today? And it's like, okay, because I want to say hi to everybody. Anyway, I just want to chat with people more. And I want to hang out with people. And I want us all to get along and be a family. Don't be a family. That's weird. But I want us all to talk more. Anyway, so in a couple of hours, you'll probably see a post up on Patreon. Discord. In my Discord channel. In the Patreon channel. You'll see a post that goes up. Or a message that goes up. Where there's just me saying, hey, can you guys, let's have a discussion about XYZ. I would love for you guys to come in there and talk. If you're not on the Patreon, Discord, sorry, my brain's not here. If you're not on the Discord, feel free to send me a message on Patreon. Feel free to leave a comment in the on this video if you prefer those methods. With your thoughts on this, if you've made it this far. Jesus, it's been 30 minutes. Yeah. So that'll go up. And then from there, I'm going to make decisions about the tiers. Figure out what works best for everyone, which I think is fair for everybody. I really don't want to make anyone feel like I'm... I want everyone to be happy, including myself, you know? I have a very active guilty conscience. Anyway. We'll figure it out, guys. And I'm really happy. I'm rushing myself, but it feels good. And I'm rushing this more than I would like to. I'd love to have given you a month's notice, but, well, I had my little breakdown tonight, didn't I? So I'm going to try to get a post up on Patreon itself within the next day or two. Get a post up and tell you guys what's happening. Also, I'm getting the Patreon audios up most likely one tomorrow. Tomorrow, the day after, and then probably the day after that, too. I'll get them up this week. It's been a really busy week, so. And that's the other thing, is I feel so bad rushing them at the end of the... Anyway, guys. I love you so much. You guys are incredibly kind and sweet and helpful and supportive. I would not be here if it was not for you guys. Thank you for listening to my brain melt. There are going to be changes, but I promise you, it's for the best. I feel so good about the knowing that I'm going to be making changes finally. It's incredible. It's incredible to know that I'm going to be making changes soon. Are the changes going to end after this change? I don't know. God, I hope so. Like I said, I don't like making them. But, you know, we may need to tinker with it more. But I promise you, my goal is to always give you guys the best Lupin I can. And if that means a little bit less, but better quality, I think it's a trait. I think that's good. I want to give you guys the best quality. But I want to make sure that I get all that information out to you before the first of the month, you know, well before the first of the month, so that you can see if that's something you want. Anyways, guys, it's been 30 minutes. I don't know if I'm sleeping tonight. I am so... It's like 5 a.m. right now. I love you. You guys are amazing. Have a wonderful night, day. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.